Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo! Now, this is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We're going to get to know the Bobby Bones Show. I'm going to go around the room here, and you just answer it, and we'll figure out if you're weird or not, okay?
Okay.
The question is, where do you watch TV? Living room, bedroom, on your phone, on your computer, just in general, where are you watching shows? Eddie?
I start in my living room, but I watch a lot in my bedroom.
In the bed?
In my bed, yeah.
Do you ever worry that you're in the bed so much that the bed doesn't feel like the place to go to sleep?
I thought about that, but no. And then usually what happens is I start a show, and then I fall asleep about halfway through, so...
Always annoying to me because I don't want to have to go back and track back.
Like, where was I?
Yeah, and then when I track back, I'm seeing things I didn't see before.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, that's tough. I really don't do that. If I get sleepy, I'll turn it off. But then once I turn it off, I'm so awake. I'm like, oh, man. Well, now I'm awake. So I can never quite figure that one out. So mostly bedroom.
Mostly bedroom,
and
I'd
on
say.
Your actual TV.
Yep.
Lunchbox.
Living room, 100%. Don't watch it on my phone. Don't watch it on my computer. Don't have a TV in the bedroom. It's on the couch. That's the only place I watch TV, on a real, actual TV, and I still have cable.
You don't have a TV in your bedroom at all?
Nope. Nothing.
How many TVs do you have in your house?
2.
Where?
One in the living room and in the toy room. So that way I can be in there with the kids. Like, and if I want, they want to watch, they watch their TV in there. If we want to watch one of the kids' shows, or if a game's on, I want to watch it while they're playing with toys. Boom. But, like, if I'm watching, like, a TV show, I'm in the living room.
Amy?
I just had the TV removed from my room because it was hanging on the wall. Had that taken down 3 days ago. It's out. No more TV.
You feel good about it?
Yeah, I do. I feel really good about it. And I mostly watch on my computer anyway. And not really so much in my room, but just I carry it around with me.
I probably watch... most on my phone?
That is so weird. You have a big screen, and you're going to watch it on that
most. Most.
Why are you yelling?
Don't get mad. I'm not doing anything that is upset. We have a TV in the bedroom, so we'll watch maybe... We do watch, hopefully, a show a night, just 1 hour. My wife and I try to set it aside. Sometimes we can't. But it's... I have a YouTube TV, so I'm watching games all the time on my phone when I'm working. I'll prop it up. I don't sit in the bedroom in the living room. The TV's real big. I'll just prop it up and put some earbuds in. And watch games or SportsCenter or stream. My phone probably 60% of the time.
That's amazing. You can watch it wherever you are. Mm-hmm. Like, that's cool.
No, it's cool, but I just almost
got beat up for saying that.
I know.
But he's in his house and he watches it on the smallest screen he has. It makes no sense.
While he's doing other things.
Yeah, but I can also move around. I can go up and work out.
Exactly.
Yes. In our gym area, and I can run on the treadmill and just put my phone right there and watch a game on my phone.
Bobby, he's so mad at you for that.
I don't know why he's mad.
Yeah, when I travel,
because
Netflix allows you to download shows only on your phone, not on your computer, but on your phone.
I get it if you're on an airplane.
But I'm just telling you, I watch
it. But at your house, it makes no sense.
Yes, I just made all the sense for you.
No, don't you have it? Do you have a TV in your workout room?
No, it's not used. No, not connected to TV.
Okay.
Not collecting like cable. I guess I could put YouTube TV on it, but I don't. I just play music from the little TV.
Well, and Lunchbox did say, like, I have cable. No, he's got all the streaming devices that he steals from his relatives.
But I do still have cable. I'm one of the
rare. You get upset at the weirdest stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think it's crazy that, like, Amy, like, you have a TV in your house and you watch it on your computer. It makes no sense.
No, because I can't carry that around.
I got an idea. Let her live her life.
Yeah, when I'm cooking, when I'm getting ready, when I'm doing laundry, I carry it around.
You're stupid.
Right.
You don't watch the screen that's the biggest.
Right.
Yeah. Like, what's the point of having a TV then? Just get rid of it.
To watch it when you're in that spot.
I did. I just got rid of the one in my room.
Okay, we're not fighting this early.
Oh, my God.
All right, thank you, guys. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been my boyfriend for 4.5 years now. We've talked about getting married and I honestly thought he was going to propose over the holidays, but that did not happen. I'm confident he feels the same way, but when it comes to big life decisions, he tends to need a little push, even when it comes to things involving his career, even when it comes to other big things. I know it's not the most traditional. Well, how about this push? Can I take control? Can I propose? Signed, possibly the one doing the asking. Why'd you shake your head, Lunchbox?
No, you can't do the asking. It's absolutely disrespectful. It's weird. It's strange.
Who is he disrespecting?
Him. Him being in control and doing what the man is supposed to do by getting down on the knee to propose. You cannot propose. You could ruin your relationship. And his ego and his, like, he goes to his boys, oh, my girlfriend proposed to me. They're like, what? He loses respect in life.
He shows his ring on the Instagram?
Yeah, you can't do that. Just absolutely terrible for the relationship.
So no.
No.
Eddie?
No.
Look, I agree with her on the push. I needed a push. I was dating my wife for 6 years. I didn't even think about marriage. So, yes, we do need that
Which
push.
Which is bizarre.
I know. Yeah. I was just like, our life is comfortable. I don't know about her asking
so
him to get married.
So what push then happened with you?
Ultimatum. She came to me and said, hey, listen, like, we've been dating for a long time. Either we get married or I'm out.
That's a push?
It is a push. And I like that because I experienced it and I needed that push. I like that a lot better than her proposing.
What if she would have proposed and got down on one knee and said,
like, get up. So what are you doing? What are you doing? Because I want to do it. You know, like, you know,
no, you didn't want to do it that bad because it was 6 years.
But eventually I want to do the proposing. I want to buy the ring. I want to find out what size ring she is. I want to get down on one knee, ask her dad for permission.
But again, you didn't want it so bad because you didn't do it.
No, I'm
to the point where she had to come and tell you, if you don't do it, I'm out.
Yeah,
I would have eventually.
Done that. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
10 years later.
Yeah, so if she would have proposed, though, like literally, if she said, if you say yes, we'll get married, or no, and you say anything else, I'm out. If you say get up, if she would have proposed and you had to give a yes or no.
I'd say yes. But again, that's like, wow, no time to think.
Lunchbox, if your wife had proposed.
No.
Guys, we need to talk to Lunchbox about what really happened with his engagement.
Well, you asked her on the phone.
Exactly. He didn't get down on any knee, and she kind of brought it up on the phone.
Wait, did you get down on a knee on the phone?
No. Oh,
okay.
No, I was just sitting on the couch.
You were sitting on the couch?
I was sitting on the couch, and we were talking about my brother's upcoming wedding, and she was like, oh, maybe we should get married. And I was like, are you serious? And she was like, yeah.
She just proposed.
Exactly.
Wow.
No, she didn't propose.
That's her proposing.
Yes, that is.
Lunchbox was proposed to.
No,
exactly.
Guys, I was not proposed to.
Go ahead.
And I said, oh, so you want to get married? She goes, yeah.
She goes, yeah, I just said it and proposed to you.
So that's basically, I never said yes to her. I said, oh, you want to get married?
Yes,
she said,
because
yes.
That you acknowledge. Oh.
And wow. I never said yes to anything. So then I asked
you
her.
You got proposed to, buddy.
No, wrong.
Wow.
Wrong, dude. That's
wow.
Really cool.
Love is in the air.
Why
really
do you guys twist things? Awesome. This is wow. What you guys do. You take things and twist it. You guys are like the twist.
Twisties.
That's a good one, buddy. Amy, what do you think?
Listen, I feel like I am all about traditions. I used to be, but some just also need to go. And I feel like it's okay. If you decide it's something special you want to do, you can, but you could also just, yeah, nudge and see what happens.
You got to know him. Mm-hmm. And so if he would be embarrassed to tell his family and his friends that you proposed, maybe you don't do that. But you have to actually, like Eddie said, kick him in the butt by going, hey, if you don't, I'm out. Because that's a real life thing that happened to you.
Yes. And I didn't know I needed that until she said it. I'm like, oh, crap.
But you still wanted to buy the ring, get on a knee.
Eventually.
Yeah. Eventually what?
Just not
retired?
At that moment. No,
like,
maybe
honestly,
like 2 more years.
Honestly.
8 years?
How long?
You know, I can't answer that question. It didn't work out that way.
I think
know.
Ray's getting tight too because he knows we're going to come to him. What was your story?
My story was everything was always laid out. Middle school, high school, college. There's never a time frame really when you had to get married. So that just floated. Having a career, that kind of just floated. So you just got to figure it out.
No. Let's talk about you.
for me, it had been 6 years. 6 years later, that was the hashtag at the wedding. And then Baser just said, we got to get married. Like, stop. And I was like, all right, cool. So she would say, like, June. And then I push it back.
No, not the date. Oh. What do you mean she said you got to get married? Did she propose to you?
No, she didn't. But she said we need to get engaged by June. And I pushed it back from June, and I did December.
And then you proposed.
In December.
Got it.
Yeah.
That is almost like her proposing.
But she put an ultimatum, and then he didn't reach it, and she stayed.
Ray got ultimatumed. Eddie got ultimatum.
I did.
Lunchbox proposed.
Good for you, dude.
Yes, I did propose. No. You're right. Thank you.
No, you got proposed.
Oh, sorry,
too.
Lunchbox.
Why? No, got you said it. You heard it here.
You're right. Sorry. That slipped out the wrong way. Lunchbox. Here's what you do. The one doing the asking. There is no absolute answer to this, but probably it's, hey, I want to get married. Are you going to propose soon? Because if you're not, that's not good. So let me know. And that's you kind of proposing, but telling him he's got to do it. Or you just propose like Lunchbox's wife did on the phone. That's sweet, buddy. Who'd you call first?
I didn't get proposed to.
When did you say yes to the dress?
No, I didn't do that.
Did you post a picture with you in the ring?
No. Mm-hmm. I said, so you want to get married? She said yes. And there we go. That was how we were engaged.
You forgot her
then,
part.
Then she went to the store with her mom and her sister, picked out a ring.
Oh, she even, she picked out the ring.
And then I went.
Well, she picked out the ring and she proposed.
So then I went when I was down there, when I was in town for my brother's bachelor party, I went, met her at the store, got her the ring, put it on her finger, and then I went to the airport.
Mm-hmm. After you proposed to her. That's sweet. Okay.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, how do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Here's a voicemail from Sadie in Pittsburgh.
I'm a nurse and I just got off of what ended up being like a 13-hour shift. And I'm currently in the hospital parking garage stuck because the gates won't open. And I'm like the fourth car back. So we've kind of formulated a plan to just run through the barriers if they don't come in the next 15 minutes, which will make this an hour-long wait. You guys always seem to have some pretty sound judgment. Just kind of curious what you would do in this situation, and I will call back and let you know what we end up doing.
Yeah, please do. So if you want to run through the barrier, don't be the first car.
Because that's the most damage.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to actually damage their car.
Can you get like all these guys to push it up? Does it move if you do that?
I've never actually had to lift one. So I think what I would do is call the non-emergency number. Not 911, but sometimes it's 411 or 311 or what, and say, hey, we're stuck here. We can't get out. Especially if there's not a button you can push on it to talk to an operator that's on the other side of the box. Mm-hmm. Maybe you go inside again and go, hey, we can't get this open. If the parking garage is connected to the... But it just sounds like they would have tried all that. They formulated a plan, for God's sake.
I like that.
So I think they've thought about all the options because there are multiple people and multiple mouths and multiple brains talking about the But please, I hope they drove through it.
That'd be amazing.
Please. That would be the greatest thing I've ever seen. But again, make sure it's not you.
Can they get in trouble for doing this? Like, there's going to be footage.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know because they and we have proof. She called and said, we can't get out. We've been here 45 minutes. What if you have to get somewhere and it's an emergency?
Yeah.
You have to drive through it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So don't be the first one. But what I would do is probably, if I can't get a hold of anybody at the parking garage, I would call the non-emergency number. Police officers are supposed to have all the codes to everything so they can get in and out places. There's also a universal code to a lot of places.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, it's 6969, in case you're wondering. But let us know what happens there, Sadie. We appreciate that. I do want to do a scam alert now. Scam alert! We're protecting you. These are real scams. Amy, what do you have?
Well, I got this one from a listener that's been applying for jobs. So I guess her email info is out there and all of her applications and different things. So she got an email from a company that was looking to hire her. So she thought, wow, okay, potential. Let me open this up. Then there was some app within the email that she was going to need to download. Other parts of the email looked a little suspect. So she decided to go on LinkedIn and then just straight up reach out to the HR department of this said company. Turns out it was a total scam. Nothing was real, but they were asking for information like social security number. Do you have kids? What sex are you? And she would have handed over that information.
Well, I think it's the file. Because as soon as you put that file and download it, regardless of app, whatever... document. It's a Trojan horse, is what they say. It gets in, and then it has access to everything.
Oh.
So once it's in, it can get all that. You're given information, and it's in your system. So, but who do you trust?
I know.
Who I trust. I only trust email addresses that are misspelled with a lot of numbers at the end of the name.
No, those are the ones you don't trust.
Oh, I got confused there. So, okay, it's downloading that stuff.
I know.
And Lunchbox got an email once and was like, hey, we're the company. We're giving away free gift cards for Christmas. And we're all like, scam alert. And then turns out they were giving away free gift. All you had to do is download it and you got the free gift card.
Yeah, but then they also send you one that says, hey, your time off was denied. And I'm like, I didn't put in for time off. So I email them back. You got scammed. We got you. And
so
it's like,
you didn't. So you fell for the one you should and then you didn't fall for the one you should.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. You never know. That's what's so hard about it.
That's
you
annoying.
Never
know.
Well, that's a scam alert. Scam alert.
We are protecting you.
Hey, sounds pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Thank you. Come
on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Joey is a rescue dog. It's a puppy. Lives in Rhode Island. He's going to be in the Puppy Bowl. Now, he just celebrated his first birthday Christmas Day. He does not have front legs.
Oh.
He's very happy. Likes to bounce around. But he does not have front legs at all. Kathy Larson adopted Joey when he was 6 months old. Said he's really got no issues. He doesn't know he doesn't have front legs. He just needs a little additional care and treatment. Got a little wheel thing he rolls on. But his uniqueness is what makes him awesome for the Puppy Bowl, where they celebrate puppies, shelters, rescues, and they have adoption stories. So the Puppy Bowl is February 12th at 2 p.m. Eastern and 11 a.m. Pacific on Animal Planet. So I guess they don't do it at halftime of the game anymore, which is good.
I've never seen it. Like, do they actually play a game?
They did. They used to put like a ball in the middle. It was almost like foosball.
That's gotta be so cute.
But now I don't know what they do anymore, but obviously they used to also run it right when the halftime show was on if you didn't want to watch whatever was happening. But I like it. They're running it now.
That's really cool.
I don't want to flip off the game for any reason.
Oh, no.
Right. I want to flip off the game because I'm losing money. It's a different kind of flip off. You know what I mean? All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time to play the Bobby Feud. Let's go. The question is, we asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners online what country artists are the most jacked. Muscular. Lunchbox, you roll the dice, you're first. What country artist is the most jacked? Top 10 answers on the board. Big ol' muscles. What you got there?
Jeez.
That's gonna be tough for you, huh?
Kane Brown.
He can see muscles, though. Oh, yeah. He says he's not attracted to guys.
Kane Brown.
Yeah. Show me Kane Brown. Number three.
Good start. Who else is jacked?
Who else could beat you up?
Ooh, that's good.
Good point. Sam Hunt could beat me up.
Now he's going to act like... Oh, now I know them. Show me Sam Hunt. Number two.
Tim McGraw could beat me up.
Show me Tim McGraw.
Dang.
Number one.
Okay.
You know he won it. As soon as I said rippling biceps, you know he had all three of those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I did not have all those.
Tim McGraw one, Sam Hunt two, Kane Brown three.
Are there any other country artists that are ripped? Ripped. I will go Carrie Underwood.
Ooh, that's good.
The question is jacked. Like I said originally.
Jacked.
Show me Carrie Underwood.
Oh, what?
We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners, what country artist is the most jacked?
Oh. Jacked.
Eddie, over to you.
All right, I'm going to go with Brantley Gilbert. Dang it. He's jacked.
Show me Brantley.
Oh!
Amy.
I literally have everybody crossed off my list. What the? Okay, well, I shall go with Bobby Bones.
What country artist is the most jacked?
Not a country artist.
Yeah, right.
But he's an artist.
Well, yeah, but not country. We do comedy. Go ahead.
I gotta, I need
point more. Totals are doubled. Lunchbox. What country artist is the most jacked?
I'll go with Dustin Lynch.
He's in shape.
Yeah, Bobby talked about last time he was here. Bobby said, "Oh man, looks like you've been working out." Oh, I went with him.
You didn't like that conversation?
Show me Dustin Lynch. All right, Eddie, point totals are doubled. Top three answers are off the board.
The most jacked.
What country artist is the most jacked? Go ahead.
I got it. Riley Green. Is that his name?
That is his name.
Okay.
Or it's Riley Duckman.
Yeah, Duckman.
One of the two.
Come on.
I think it's Riley Green. Show me Riley Green.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Amy?
Okay. All right. Okay. Dude. Jake Owen.
He's jacked.
Show me Jake.
What?
Yeah, he's jacked.
Yeah, Jake's big. Jake at number 8.
Okay.
16 points, and Amy takes the lead.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
Give me Brett Eldridge.
Show me Brett Eldridge. No. All right, round 3. Point totals are tripled. Yes. Everybody's still in the game. Only 4 answers are off the board.
Yes.
McGraw, Sam Hunt, Kane Brown, and Jake Owen. You still have 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. Lunchbox, what country artist is the most jacked?
Chase Rice.
Oh, he's jacked.
Show me Chase Rice.
Wow.
Oh.
That's number 9.
What?
Wow.
Worth 27 points.
Oh.
Man, dang. He could win this.
Okay.
Who punt. Else? You're good. Just punt.
No, I'm not going to punt, man. I don't punt. I'm trying to think of who else is in country music.
Wow, that's easy.
Oh, man. I just don't know anybody that's jacked, though. We'll go with Luke Bryan.
Show me. Luke Bryan. Eddie, you have no points.
Oh, I got this, though.
You need to beat 33. Points are tripled. We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners online, what country artist is the most jacked? Eddie.
I don't know if this is going to give me all the points I need, but give me Kenny Chesney.
Mm-hmm.
He's jacked.
Show me Kenny.
Yeah!
Number 7, that's worth 21 points,
Eddie.
Let's
go!
You're in it.
Golly.
Okay. I don't know if he's jacked. I know he works out. He is fit. Likes a lot of outdoor activities. Give me Dierks Bentley. God, is he jacked or? Oh, I don't know.
I had him, but I didn't know if you guys consider him jacked.
Survey says.
Dang it.
Okay.
Good run, man. Good run.
Ugh, get away.
Eddie.
Oh, I was trying to be nice.
Hi.
One way ticket to loser town. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Amy.
Kenny just got taken. Dang it, I just had somebody in my head and now they're gone. Okay.
Chubby Keith.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
he'd kick your butt.
He would. He would.
He put a boot in your...
Toby Keith. That is incorrect. Lunchbox? Hey, you know a lot about guys. You know a lot about guys' bodies.
Oh, yeah, you did.
No!
Yes,
you like all these bodies? You
no.
like the way they look?
Yes, sir. Mr. Country Body right there.
No.
Wow.
Here are your answers. At number 4, Kip Moore.
Dang, of course.
At number 5, Jimmy Allen.
Yeah.
At number 6, Parker McCollum.
Parker's Jack.
And at number 10, Zach Brown.
He's jacked.
He's jacked now.
Wow.
Other ones that just missed, Ryan Hurd, Russell Dickerson, Dan of Dan and Shay, and Jordan Davis.
Dang. Okay.
Those missed. But Lunchbox, you are Mr. All Man's Body. There he is.
Stop with that. And they stay there.
Big winner. Ask a question about a man's body. He's got the answer.
Yeah,
it's
I wonder
Lunchbox.
Which one his favorite is, though.
Yeah, who? Cool. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Women could soon be able to monitor all the progress in their pregnancy thanks to a breakthrough wearable ultrasound technology. Basically, it's the size of a dime. It's a sticker. And it continuously sends live images. So you could wear it for up to a day at a time. They use it now to monitor heart disease, early signs of stroke, heart attacks. But now you can put it on your area, your stomach, wherever. I don't know. Where's the baby come from? I don't know.
The womb.
That's a good word.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Down there.
I don't know where the baby comes out. So, and then you can watch for long periods of time. Would you have liked this, Eddie Lunchbox, for your wife whenever you were having babies?
I would say no. I mean, we had enough appointments. I got to see the baby. I didn't want to be obsessed with it 24/7 and just watch it. I want to get things done. My wife would have been glued to the computer or wherever you get the images, her phone. So I think this is a bad move.
It would have been what I feel like to me. It would have been like when we got our security cameras and I was always watching my phone.
Oh, yeah.
For the first 3 months, I was like, oh, something moved there. Oh, who's that? I think I'd probably do that. Eddie?
Yeah, I understand maybe if there's like concern going on and you need to monitor, I get the technology for that part. But I think this is going to cause anxiety.
Yes.
Like, and always be like, oh my, what is that? Oh, call the doctor. I saw that it didn't move for.
Get the baby on the line.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't, this is too much.
Maybe
I think
you can maybe you can talk to your baby though. You can see it.
They talk back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't know what's supposed to be going on.
I saw that documentary, Look Who's Talking.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You don't know what's supposed to be going on, so you freak out when you see something on that thing, and you're going to be annoying the nurse and doctor.
I don't like it.
Why this will be good, though, is people will be able to wear it if there are issues.
Correct.
And this is not specifically what it's meant for, but they can use it this way. And if there are issues, they can put it on and be like, hey, we're watching. We know it hasn't been good so far, but we're going to keep a closer look. So it's not just we'll see you next Tuesday. You know?
Yeah.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I have a list of the top things experts say we will regret later in life. Okay. Things like wasting money on something that didn't bring you happiness. A new car, new clothes.
Well, hold on, hold on.
What?
I feel like this is unfair. Because if I get a new shirt and I like it, that brought me some happiness. Now, there are certain things that don't last as long and don't keep you as happy.
Like food. Expensive dinner.
I love food, though.
I think this is later in life you look back.
Well, when you're old, the only thing you're going to care about is your family. If you bought anything, you want to save all the money.
It's true.
But I'm not going to save all the money just for when I'm old.
Okay.
I'll save some, but I hear you. Oh, shut up, old people. Let us live our life.
Okay, how about regretting this? Waiting for the perfect time do something.
That's
like
a big one.
Chase a job, get married,
there
a business
no perfect
idea,
time.
Vacation, yeah. Kids.
No perfect time for anything. You just got to do it.
Waiting to be picked for something.
I'm still waiting to be picked for dodgeball. I was always last.
Oh, yeah.
I was always last because I couldn't throw very hard.
Oh, that can still happen.
Whack, I just get rocked,
they
man.
They do that at the trampoline park we go to. You should go.
I wonder if I get picked last as an adult. That would hurt even worse.
Yeah. In that same vein, it says wasting time worrying about winning the lottery.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's...
You do think a lot about it.
That study is stupid.
Yeah. Hey, leave us alone, old people.
Yeah, leave us alone. Hey, let's live our life.
Okay. Old people.
What?
Leave us all alone. Go ahead.
One last thing we may regret later in life is giving up on something too soon. Quitting on that idea or whatever it is.
Yeah, fine
that dream.
Line. Fine line.
Yeah, snow cone stand.
You should take a chance. You know, if you got a chance, take it. You know?
Oh.
If you got a dream, chase it, because a dream don't chase you back.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a little something I came up
sounds
with on the
like
spot.
A song.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Avi, I read this whole article on Bloomberg News about this billionaire, or maybe million, 800. He's worth $800 million, so he's
still he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure he has other
You know that haunts him that he's not quite there.
Oh, almost there.
He wakes up every morning like, I need $200 million. I need it today. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, he's 45 years old. He's super rich, and he said he spends about $2 million a year trying to get himself to 18 years old. Like his whole body, his organs, his brain, his physique, like everything. He's working with a team of people to, you know, Benjamin Buttons himself.
So he's basically trying to not repair, but restructure his DNA so that it's younger.
To stay young?
Yeah.
Interesting.
We're just going to miss being able to be 150.
That's crazy.
By a few years. Not by three, but by like a generation and a half.
I was like, by 3 years?
They're,
I don't know.
They're going to fix that, and it's going to be... People are going to live to 150.
But if we're reaching 150, we better be able.
But you'll be able to like 110.
Okay.
Because now you're able to like 75,
it's
but you
40
could,
years
you could live
of
to
like
80.
Changing my diaper.
Yeah,
I
that'd
don't
be
want
awesome,
it.
Man. I'd love to be 150.
That's crazy.
You don't want to live forever because then nothing's of value
That's
if you
true.
Live forever. But you want to get dang close, you know? All right, what else?
With the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, I thought it'd be fun to talk about what Tim McGraw likes to eat at his house.
Broccoli covered in water.
Edamame.
I like a little extra water poured on it, especially near halftime, yeah.
Well, I think normally, but you'd be surprised what he likes.
Some of our favorite things that we have during football season is Frito pies. Most people, I guess, especially if you're Southern, are familiar with Frito pies, where we just have Fritos and cheese and chili. We eat a lot of that.
Yeah, high school, I get a Frito pie all the time.
At the games?
Yeah, when I was young, we'd go to high school games, I would get them. And then when I was in high school and I go to junior high games, I would get them. And they literally just have bags of Fritos and a bucket of chili. You just scoop the chili and dump it in and put a little cheese on top.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Five stars, Michelin restaurant that field house was.
You got to eat it fast, though, or else it gets soggy. Yeah.
I liked it soggy, though. I didn't mind it. It was almost like you use a spoon. Yeah, it's awesome. Is that it, Amy?
Uh-huh, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Kayla Glass, she's a 911 operator, and she gets a call one day from these people that see an 18-year-old boy who's stuck underneath a concrete slab. They say, he's not breathing. We don't know what to do. So Kayla thinks quick, says, all right, we don't have time. Put me on speaker, and she instructs everyone there. They're all strangers that see the boy. All right, you got to pick up the concrete slab, get it off of him, and then once you get to him, let's do CPR. She instructs him step by step. And because of this, she saved the boy's life. By the time paramedics got there, he was good.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing. And here's the crazy thing.
How did he get caught under the concrete? Do you know?
Don't know. I don't know if it was a construction site or what. No idea.
They just walk up and he's under concrete. I'd freak out too. Okay, what's the crazy part?
Crazy part is that the 911 center awarded Kayla a lifesaver pin. It's not her first time. She's done it twice in her career, so she's a hero, man.
Wow. You'd almost think she's setting these up.
Just to get the pin?
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Good for her. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The headline is Netflix will put a stop to password sharing by the end of March. First time we've heard them say when they're going to do it. Lunchbox steals Netflix from, you want to say which family member?
In-laws.
So they're going to make you pay like a sliver of the full price, or you're out. So are you going to go without Netflix, or are you going to get your own account?
No, I guess I'll have to, they'll have to up the payment and pay for a sliver. They'll add that sliver to their bill, right? That's what they would do. They would just add it to your account.
But you still can't log. I don't know, but you're going to have them pay for it?
Yeah, because their credit card is the one that's on the account, so it'll just go to their credit card and we'll be all good. Thank you. And I'll be over here watching the Netflix.
I don't know how it's going to work, but apparently
we'll find
they're
going
to stop password sharing by the end of March.
So I got
Let
months.
Us know when they cut you off, okay, buddy?
Oh, my God. Then one day I'm going to log in and be like, what?
No! All right, time for the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What did the big flower say to the little flower?
What?
Hey there, bud.
That was the morning corny.
You get one drink and one snack from the gas station. That's it. When you start, what do you go get? Boy, road trips. I hate them. You guys like to road trip?
Yeah.
I do like road trips.
It's romantic thinking about, like, oh, it'd be fun. We'll just travel the open road. Oh, it's terrible. 29 minutes into it, I'm miserable. But I do love a gas station stop. And as a kid, I would go, dang, there's so much in here. Now I walk into a gas station and I go, I can afford anything in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Anything
it
you want.
It feels good. I can have anything I want. It's amazing. You get one drink and one snack from the gas station. Eddie?
I'm going to go with Funyuns and Hawaiian Punch.
That's good. Funyuns are right there.
Come on!
Funyuns are so good.
They're the perfect. And I took my kids the other day, and none of them picked Funyuns. I'm like, you guys are crazy.
I hate onions, but I like Funyuns.
Well, because they're fun onions. They're different than onions.
Yeah, they are fun. Lunchbox?
Since I'm taking this on a road trip, I was going to say Miller Lite, but I can't have a, so it's a road trip. So I'm going to do Cool Blue Gatorade and beef jerky.
Mm. That's good.
Beef jerky is solid, too.
Yeah. Mm. Is it like the jerky in a bag or like the Slim Jim?
Oh,
or
no,
the jerky that you get with your free hand that you open up the flap?
Now, that is the best.
That's the best.
If they have the flap.
There's other people been touching the flap, too, though, so it's like you're giving up a little bit of that for
That's
a better
okay.
taste.
That's the better taste.
Amy?
I'm going a Diet Coke and peanut M&Ms.
Solid.
I'm going to go, Funyuns are number one, but I'll go, since you've already taken them, you got the last bag. Now what do I do?
Sorry, buddy.
I'm
going to
go with the chocolate-covered pretzels.
Oh, good.
Because those, it's the only times that I like chocolate-covered pretzels or the Atomic Fireballs are at the gas station. Mm. Or Funyuns. Those are the only times I eat any of those, but it's like I'm in a gas station. It's like, sure, I'd like something hot. And I go get the little red pack for a dollar of Fireballs, and then it hurts my teeth because I just can't wait till I break them. But I'm going to go chocolate-covered pretzels, and then I'm going to go for my drink, Mountain Dew.
Ooh, yeah, go hard.
Mm-hmm. But what do I really do?
Water.
And
a protein
bar. I do a protein bar and a Propel because that's got a little flavor in the water. That's me being a bad boy now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll take a great Propel, please. Ooh, you're so bad.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging,
food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Thank you guys for hanging out. Hope you had a great weekend. You could be anywhere in the whole wide world. You're here with us. Thank you. Thank you. Let's do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
New research came up with the top dream jobs worldwide. They looked into targeted online search results, like how to be a people applying for things, people trying to go to school to do certain things. Here are the top 7. At number 7, an influencer. Yeah. That would be cool. Pretty generic, but hard to do. Yeah. Meaning hard just to get the followers. Unless you already have a platform. Number 6, an actor.
Yeah, I get it. I feel that.
Are you still doing only online?
Online right now.
But everything's back in person. Why aren't you going to acting classes in person?
That's what the class votes. I vote.
Well, get a new teacher. Go, like, actually go and try to get better with somebody in person.
No, I do try to get better every time.
But all you do is read scripts from 90 sitcoms and do it
on
Zoom.
Some dramas, not all sitcoms. Dawson's Creek one.
I'm just getting frustrated that you're spending your own money, hard-earned money, and I don't feel like you're getting the bang for your buck. Like, Amy goes to a teacher in person.
I invited him to mine.
And I couldn't make it.
But the invitation is still open.
Oh, you didn't say it was open-ended. You gave me one date.
Okay. Admit, you couldn't make that one? Okay,
let's do they do scripts from Third Rock from the Sun? No, I'm out.
Okay.
No, I think that 70s show is coming up.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You guys both still want to be actors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Good for you. It's number 6 dream job.
Okay.
Number 5, entrepreneur. Pretty generic, but it's just start your own business, figure it out.
I feel that. I mean, I'm on this list. Man,
Have you entrepreneured?
I've entrepreneured mowing grass. I've entrepreneured other things, but it just hadn't gotten off the ground.
Other things, though.
Yeah, right. Like a snow cone stand.
But you've never done that. You just wrote an order on a napkin and said, Bobby, please pay for this. Let's get into business together.
Right, but I'm saying...
He used to import DVDs from
China.
I was going to say that he was importing bootleg DVDs.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Disney.
He bought a bunch of them. They got caught.
Well, no. Hold on. We bought a small shipment, and we got them in, and we sold out in a day. So then we put all that money and bought like 300 of them, and they got confiscated. And they said, if you want to come down to customs and try to claim them, you can, or you can just let them go. And we're like, I think we'll let those go.
So you being an entrepreneur means crime.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Trying
different things, man.
Number 4, YouTuber. Number 3, dancer. Hey, been there.
Hey, that was you, man.
Yeah.
Number 2, writer. Hey, been there. Number 1, pilot.
Uh-huh. No, not for me.
Good. I'm glad other people like that as their job. A lottery winner. Blew a record-breaking $50 million in 8 years before death.
Ooh.
Like, is that how you want to go out lunchbox and spend it all?
That's a blaze of glory. I mean, $50 million, you're living the life for that 8 years before you die.
He spent an average of $131,000 a week.
That is awesome. Think about that. You're just buying everything, going everywhere. Woo! I mean, That is great.
Does that sound fun, buying everything, going everywhere?
Yes. Does it not?
Would you buy for other people, though? Like, would you? No. Yeah, this whole restaurant, it's on me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you have a bunch of money. No. Would you walk in and be like?
No, no. I'd be like, hey, guys, everybody out. I want the restaurant to myself.
Oh, you do the opposite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
A Florida man struck gold, winning $1 million on a lottery ticket when a stranger cut in front of him at the grocery store. He was exhausted. He was going to buy a lottery ticket. Somebody cut in line at the ticket machine. And got the, okay, generic, all the numbers come up, quick pick. He got up, did his came out, won $1 million.
Goodness, that's amazing.
Boom. Wow. And now some personal news. Breaking news! This is from Abby. Abby, you had mentioned to us that somebody's pooping all in the yard.
A dog, yeah.
Where your apartment complex is. It's where you walk, and you didn't know what to do, so we gave you some advice. But now... You have found the pooping dog.
I have.
How?
Oh, my gosh. So I took Eddie's suggestion. I got a camera.
Yes.
And, yeah, I put it right on the back patio on the table, and I just pointed it right that way.
What kind of camera did you put up there?
It's a Blink camera, but it's like a portable one. You can mount it if you want to.
Oh, wow.
Somewhere, but I didn't mount it. I just set it on the table.
So how did you know when to go back and look for the poop?
So it's like motion, you know, detector, and it texts me every time there's movement. So I kept getting texts, and it was like a bird or something, you know. And I was not at home when I got this notification. It says, you have movement. And I turned it on, and it was right there, and it was actually pooping.
I see
and
the dog. It's a black dog pooping. Whose dog is it? Do you know?
Yeah, it's two houses down to the left.
So what are you going to do
about
it?
Exactly who they are. Well, that was the next thing. Because I was going to put a note, you know, but I really want to just confront them. Because I also want to ask them to just come pick it up also.
I got a question, though. That looks like it's outside your yard. Like, it's outside your fence. So
that one? Oh, no. But I mean, all of the other ones, that's just one example. There's like 30 piles in my yard. I'm not even kidding you.
And even in the walking area in general, pick it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not even about it being right in her space. It's like just a wide open place where everybody walks through. I'm looking at it.
Uh-huh.
Don't just be pooping.
Right.
As my grandma used to say, don't just be pooping.
I just can't believe this. I just can't believe they let the dog out and just let it roam. And then it runs back.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild to me.
So are you going to confront them?
Yeah, but I never see them. That's the thing. Because I totally would. I would just be like, hey.
Why don't you go knock on the door at 6 p.m.?
Hey, you want me to dress up as your lawyer? I'll go. Oh my. I'll go
that
knock on the door.
Great.
That would be hilarious. Somebody's going to get shot. But that's
I'll come with a briefcase.
Lawyer?
Do these people seem scary?
No. One of them I have.
You guys are. Stop.
Sorry.
Okay, we're going. Abby, let us know what you'd like to do. We'll do it.
Okay.
With Lunchbox, if you want him to be show up in a suit and tie.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I'll have a document.
Like a not good idea. They're two houses down from
me. He'll even bring a document. Did you hear him?
Yes, I did. Okay. And that's even worse.
Document?
Good luck. Let us know. Breaking news. Abby found the dog pooper. Thank you, Abby. Okay. You guys start walking me down places. Lunchbox wants to pitch a bit. This is him coming saying, this is the idea I have. He wants to do it publicly. Because he doesn't want me just going, no, I don't think that's a good idea. I think he wants backup in case he needs it, okay?
Yeah, because sometimes I send things to you and you're like, that's a bad idea. And I'm like, if you
I never said it's a bad idea. Never once have I said that's a bad idea.
Okay, or you reject it. And so I think if you have a panel, I think it has a better chance of making it.
Pitch the bit, buddy.
Okay, there's this woman named Megan Hall. She's a police officer. She lives around here. She got in trouble for hooking up with other officers while on duty. So I came up with a bit idea called Risky Ride Along. Lunchbox calls to request a ride with Megan Hall. I will go in the car, very enthusiastically wanting a ride. Hey, I want to ride along with Megan Hall. Will they let me? Will she try to hook up with LB? Will he let her? Tune in tomorrow at 7:20.
Will he let her?
Bobby Bones.
Maybe I
what'd you get in trouble for again?
Hooking up with coworkers on the job. And
multiple other cops?
Multiple cops.
And
that's why we call it Risky Ride Along.
So are all those cops, they're suspended too?
Yeah,
right?
They're all
I have
out.
No idea.
Like, well will she try to make a move? Would I allow her?
Would you
know what I mean? That is huge.
I can't.
Risky Ride Along.
Yeah.
I like the name.
Yeah, there's find out tomorrow at 7:20.
So, but you would call, if I'm the police officer, the person, hello, police department.
This is Jason Gibble. I'm just wondering if I could do a ride along with one of your officers. Oh, yeah, we allow.
No, I'm that person.
Hey. Well, do you allow people in the community to ride along with your fellow officers?
Well, it's a case-by-case situation.
Well, wow. I'm very interested in riding along with Megan Hall. I think she is the perfect officer that, you know, protects the city, and I'd really like to be in her cop car for one night.
Oh, boy. One night.
It does sound like a dirty movie. Risky Ride Along.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good.
For a dirty movie? Or
that's what I'm saying.
It is
a dirty movie.
But no, you don't know. Maybe she won't make a move. Maybe she will. Find out tomorrow.
Do you think she would? Okay, stop pointing at Ray to play the jingle. Do you think she would?
Yeah. Seems like that's what she likes to do.
Oh, boy.
So I guess you could say, hey, you could even... This is Lunchbox.
Yeah.
But don't say my name.
Okay.
That's tough.
Yeah, this is Lunchbox from... Uh-huh. From radio show.
Okay.
We are big supporters of our law enforcement.
Yeah, we love the
and
law.
And you would like... I can't even give him how to do it.
He could do Sore Losers. Mm. Lunchbox from Sore Losers.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say? Mm-mm. We love the law enforcement. Mm-mm.
Risky Ride Along, yes or no, Eddie?
I mean, as much as I love it, like I would love to see this happen, I don't think it's a good idea for our show. No.
How do we find out? Do you keep a hidden camera on, a microphone?
Yeah, I would have to have my phone going at all times.
Oh, my gosh.
All times. Because, you know, when she makes a move, she makes a move.
That's right.
I can't. Like, hold on.
What would
hold
you
on,
tell
wait,
your
wait.
Wife before you went into the bit?
I'd be like, hey, it's part of the job. Risky Ride Along. Find out tomorrow, 7:20.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, and so when I got back, my wife would like, anything happen? I'd be like, find out tomorrow, 7:20.
This is so stupid.
I mean, Risky Ride
Along. Eddie, change your mind?
No, I don't think it's good for the show. Hilarious, though. I want to see it happen, but I don't think it's good for the
Amy?
Show.
Yeah, absolutely not.
You guys don't support law enforcement or what?
I was going to say yes, but I guess if they say no.
Dang it.
Dang, I was not going to say yes. You're an idiot.
That's okay. Hilarious.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Bern, North Carolina. A 31-year-old woman was on probation. She had to go meet with a probation officer. So she shows up, and in her pockets, meth.
Oh.
And the H.
Maybe. So you'll say meth, but not heroin. Right. I just wonder why he's.
I know. He wasn't like the M.
Yeah.
In the H.
I don't know. The H sounds cooler.
Oh.
Cooler? Oh, just
know.
Saying the letter, the H.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was just in some old pants and she didn't know what was in the pockets. I mean, obviously, it probably hers. But I'm saying, you don't go, even if you're the boniest of heads, you don't go, time to go to my probation officer. Can't forget my meth.
Yeah, I probably grabbed the wrong pants.
It's like, I need my car keys. Got it. I got my purse. Got it. Meth. Yeah, got it.
Check.
Yeah. Right. It's probably just putting the wrong pants on, right?
That's what I had to guess. Probably a couple pairs of pants on the ground, grabbed the wrong one. Ugh.
How did they find that?
Just going through the little...
Oh, she met with them at like a...
At a building. Yeah.
Dang. Mm. Well, I hope she gets help.
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the Good News Countdown.
It's the Good News Countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Let's go.
Number 3.
An Ohio State Highway Patrol trooper came to the rescue of a cat that was stranded on a busy highway. The cat was taken to the Humane Society, and the cat's been named Trooper.
Yeah.
So cute.
The cat couldn't get off the interstate because cars were flying everywhere. The cops stopped and saved it, and hopefully... Oh, this just in. Breaking news. Trooper's been adopted. Wow, in the middle of the segment. Wow.
Number 2.
A Delta flight attendant kept a passenger calm when he found out that she was deathly afraid of flying. A photo of him sitting in the aisle, because he's a flight attendant, holding the woman's hand, is making the rounds. The person who posted it said, every time a sound or a bump happened, he talked to her about it and said exactly what it was.
Wow.
And now that this is a service, I'll be taking advantage of it myself.
Where's the flight attendant?
I want him to sit with me. Let's go.
Number 1.
An Arby's employee in Montana did CPR and saved a customer's life. Allie Wallace, a shift leader at the Westside Arby's in Great Falls, had her basic life support and CPR certificate for more than 4 years, but she had never used it. It's always been a tool she could pull out and be like, okay, I can use it if I need to, but she never needed to. And then all of a sudden, she's working at Arby's. Boom, saved somebody's life. Got him a bacon and cheddar.
Oh.
Nice.
That part's a lie. But the rest of it is true. She saved a life.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
Thank you. We're out. You guys have a great day.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.